Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Hamas has said it's seeking to extend the four-day truce with Israel that's seen dozens of hostages released from Gaza in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The US President Joe Biden has also said he wants to keep the pause going beyond Monday so all captives can be brought home. After a phone call between Mr. Biden and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both men agreed they would continue working to secure the release of all hostages. Mr. Netanyahu called the gradual release of hostages a blessed thing, but repeated that after the truce, Israel would continue waging war until Hamas was eliminated. Lucy Williamson reports from Jerusalem.
3 days into the four-day truce, this agreement has wobbled but not collapsed. Tonight, another group of Israeli hostages are out of Gaza, including an 84-year-old woman now in hospital and a 4-year-old American-Israeli girl whose parents were both killed in the Hamas attack. 39 Palestinian teenagers held in Israeli jails have also been released tonight. The families of some, including all those returning to East Jerusalem, have been banned from public celebrations or giving media interviews.
Tens of thousands of people, some waving Israeli flags, marched through central London on Sunday to protest against anti-Semitism. It came a day after a large pro-Palestinian demonstration demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. 3 students of Palestinian descent have been shot and injured in the US state of Vermont. The trio were visiting Burlington for the Thanksgiving holiday. Shingai Nyoka reports from Washington.
Burlington police responded to a shooting at 6:30 local time Saturday night. The victims included 2 US citizens and a resident. The authorities said that without speaking, a man opened fire on the trio. They're looking into a possible motive, but say 2 of the victims were wearing the black and white keffiyeh Palestinian scarves. A search for the suspect is underway. The American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, ADC, called on authorities to investigate this as a hate crime, believing that the men were targeted because they are Arab.
The president of Sierra Leone, Julius Maada Bio, says most of the leaders of Sunday's attack on a military barracks and prisons in Freetown have been arrested. In a televised speech, he said calm had been restored to the nation.
In the early hours of this morning, there was a breach of security at the military barracks at Wilberforce in Freetown. Some individuals attacked the military armory and other locations in Freetown, including Pademba Road Correctional Centre. In the event, prisoners escaped. The attackers have been repelled by a combined team of gallant security forces, and calm has been restored.
This is World News from the BBC. An Africa-based religious charity says that a German missionary kidnapped a year ago in Mali has been freed by Islamist militants linked to Al-Qaeda. Missionaries for Africa said that Father Hans-Joachim Laura was seized in the capital, Bamako. No details are known about the circumstances of his release. Kidnappings of foreigners frequently occur in Mali, though rarely in the capital. New Zealand's new centre-right government has been sworn in at a ceremony in Wellington. The National Party won October's elections, but needed the support of 2 smaller right-wing parties. The new Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, has pledged to reverse many policies of the previous Labour government, rolling back the use of the Maori language and its ban on oil and gas exploration. Almost 500,000 people in Russian-occupied Crimea are without power because of a storm raging in the Black Sea. Forecasters warned of heavy rain and winds of up to 130 kilometres an hour. Reports say trees have been brought down and gas pipelines damaged. There's been flooding in coastal areas. Further north in Ukraine, the storm has brought heavy snow. President Zelensky said a considerable part of the country was facing difficult weather conditions and the emergency services were working around the clock. The winner of this year's Booker Prize for works of fiction published in English is the Irish writer Paul Lynch. His novel Prophet Song depicts an Ireland in the grip of a totalitarian state and shows a family coming to terms with a new reality of secret police, disappearances and state-sponsored violence. Mr. Lynch made a speech as he accepted the award at a ceremony in London.
Thank you, my beautiful children, and all the children of this world who need our protection, yet have lived and continue to live through the terrors depicted in this book. Thank you for opening our eyes to innocence.
Booker Prize winner Paul Lynch, BBC News.